This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Barry White is still in the house, it appears. I am still being plagued by whatever it is that has hit my upper respiratory system. But I trudge on because the show must go on. We've got great shows planned today. During the first hour, we will be speaking with a couple different people about female-centric issues. Dr. Amy McMichael will come on and talk about the perceived exercise barriers in African-American women as it relates to their hair care concerns. She will be followed by Dr. Jill Canali, who will be talking about the fact that women must work harder to reap some of the same positive health benefits as men when it relates to exercise as well. And then during the second hour, we'll be joined by Rob Regish as we perform the Blueprint Power Hour, where we teach people how to become stronger. And I hope that the women that tune in for the first hour don't tune out for the second hour, because I've said this before, but I repeat myself again. Strength and conditioning is more important to women than it is to men. Men die first. Women usually end up being institutionalized because they lose the ability to care for themselves and be ambulatory. You fall a couple times, the kids say, "Mom, I'm sorry, you got to go into an institution." So strength is even more important to women. You must be strong in order to remain independent for the rest of your life. You don't want to spend the last 10 years of your life in an institution. Then start focusing on the things we talk about as it relates to strength and conditioning. Strength is not a man thing. Okay, let's get started. Dr. Amy McMichael, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. Glad that you're with me. This is an intriguing discussion. I was first introduced many years ago to perceived barriers to exercise, especially as it relates to women. And this is not a good thing, because exercise is a critical part of the longevity prescription. And so there's plenty of real reasons not to exercise, but these perceived reasons are things we can deal with. Talk about the perceived barriers that African-American women sense from the level of hair care.
Well, you know, it's really quite a long story, and one that it just fascinates me. I happen to be an African-American woman and observe some of these behaviors growing up, and also in my patients as a practicing dermatologist. I would talk to many women who were very concerned about their weight. You know, we talk about how some of the dermatologic conditions that they were dealing with were potentially exacerbated or made worse by their weight,
mm-hmm.
And that, you know, further obesity could, you know, worsen these problems. And, you know, I said, well, you know, what is it really that's keeping you from exercising? What is it keeping you from eating right? And one of the things that came up again and again, it was something that I already had a hint about because of my personal experience, was that, you know, well, I can't really exercise a lot because of my hair. So,
is it because the hair is going to become disheveled and out of place, and then there's work that needs to be done to put it back in place, or is it because of hair care products? Why is that?
It's a combination of things. I think that it's a combination of first of all, let's start at the beginning. The beginning is that women of African-American descent or of African descent often have, not always, but often have coarse, you know, hard to manage hair.
And so do some of us Italians, by the way.
Right, and it's not, we haven't written the whole story on that. There's lots of other people that do. But, you know, for certain, this is a population of patients that tend to have this issue, and they have significantly increased fragility. And that's been studied by both myself, many other researchers, and really just proven time and time again that when you look at the tensile strength of the shaft, the hair shaft, you know, how much tension that hair shaft can take, women with African-American hair or African-American descent just have such fragility that it's amazing. So any increased work on it, you know, you style it once for that day, but then you got to go to the gym and restyle it again, that increases the likelihood that you're going to have breakage. So once you've been burned and you have damage to your hair from just trying to get yourself healthy, you say, well, gosh, you know, here I am trying to get a better me, and I'm damaging part of what I have to show the world every day. So while it would be great, and I was at a meeting one day when a very smart person who I really do quite respect said, well, why don't all women of color just shave their heads and wear a small afro? I don't think that's the answer either.
Right.
I think that that's one way to look at it, but I think just like any other woman, we all have a certain face that we present to the world.
Right.
And it's the face that we feel most comfortable with, and it's who we are. It's part of our personality. And I think just to assume that everybody needs to shave their head and, you know, just go about their business is probably simplifying the matter too much. So there's the fragility issue. And then there's the issue of, you know, the fact that it's very hard to control, so you probably paid somebody to help you do that, or maybe you've spent, you know, 2 or 3 hours doing it yourself, and then you're going to go and sweat, and this whole style is going to be interrupted, so you got to worry about the breakage, and you've got to worry about, gosh, I just did all this work, I got to either spend another 2 or 3 hours
right.
getting it back into some form of shape, or go spend another $60, $100, $200 to get somebody else to get it back in shape.
Right, right, right.
So that's really, I think, part of it, and I think it starts early. We didn't actually interview people under the age of 18, but I think that it starts in, you know, probably middle school even. Great, you know, middle school, high school age. People start to realize, well, if I want to look nice, if I want my hair to look the way I want it to look, I'm probably not going to do.
Well, okay. Now I want to. Here's where I want to come in. I'm probably quite a bit older than you, and I remember an era when African American people embraced what they called the natural hairdo, mm-hmm. which was, you know, not a lot of product, and certainly not any straightening of any type. It sounds to me, now correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds to me a lot of these problems are a result of product and or straightening processes to make hair look a certain way, that a lot of this would, and I don't like the statement, well, why don't all African-American women shave their heads and then grow a small afro? Because that's, like you said, that's not everybody. You know, I color my hair. If I didn't color my hair, I'd be really gray. I'm vain. I don't want to be gray. So, you know, we all, but is this not a problem of social pressure, perhaps amongst even just the African-American community, to have hair look a certain way that then creates the problem with tensile strength? Wouldn't a natural hairstyle actually be stronger, more supple, and more resistant to breakage?
Well, one might think that, but there is an underlying fragility to the natural hair shaft that is beyond that.
Yeah.
So, no, the answer to that question is absolutely not. You know, certainly I do agree with you in that product use, whether it's color or any other kind of chemical straightening agent, certainly does weaken the hair shaft. And if used in an incorrect way or by someone who's not trained, it can certainly worsen the problem. However, for some people, wearing a natural hairstyle actually is more difficult.
Uh-huh.
I have a friend who is a dermatologist. I won't say her name, but she's a fairly prominent woman, African-American dermatologist, who tried natural hair for a while and is actually quite learned about hair care and has done research in hair disorders and hair care in all kinds of people. And she said she actually had more trouble managing her natural hair than she did when it was straightened. So she actually tried to experience it. And
yeah.
It wasn't because she was trying to get it to look a certain way. It was just because she was trying to, like, you know, wear it so that it wasn't just everywhere every minute of every day.
Right.
I mean, sometimes that can get in your way.
No doubt.
This
no
big
doubt.
Hair, you know. So I think you have to, again, you know, think about it in sort of physiologic terms. Physiologically, if you do nothing, your hair is still fragile.
Right.
And you still have to manage it in some way. And so, and I think it's actually not true that when people have natural hair that they don't use products. Actually, I think people who have natural hair look for products that they can use that will enhance the appearance and the health of their hair just as much as people who have, for instance, chemically relaxed hair or colored hair. So that's actually not true. And so, you know, I think that there's not enough products out there that work well for that group, and there are a lot of companies that are now starting to realize that, okay, yes, we need to address this. We need to actually make products for people who have natural hair or people of mixed heritage who have very kinky and curly hair but want to wear their hair natural. So I think that there's, you know, there's a lot more to the story than what meets the eye.
You know, and it makes perfect sense. The fact that the hair has such a tight curl implies a greater degree of rigidity. And that rigidity leads to the ability for it to break instead of bend. So I can see how that would be.
There's a part of it that's related to curl structure for certain, and then there's a part of it that probably we don't understand yet that has to do with the fact that as the hair curls, it actually flattens down.
Mm-hmm.
So each time it makes that coil, it kind of flattens instead of as a very round hair shaft like the very straight hair.
Uh-huh.
For instance, Asian hair, you know, they have the largest hair shaft diameters and very smooth, round hair shaft shape. And then people of Caucasian descent typically have something somewhere between African and Asian hair, where it's kind of oval. But, so there's probably something to the helical nature of the curl. There's something to this flattening that we don't quite understand.
Mm-hmm. I have to believe there's something to the actual, the higher degree of melanin and or perhaps even collagen in the skin that is yielding the hair must play a role in the structure too, no?
So far, no. You know, there's not really collagen in the hair. There's collagen in the skin, correct. But so far we haven't found that to be an issue. It's more what's determined by the hair follicle. You know, the hair follicle has certain components in the way that it makes its product, which is the hair shaft, is not completely understood. But it's a very rapidly cycling process that has so many parts to it, so many chemicals that have to be, you know, proteins that have to be made. And so it's really like a little manufacturing shop.
Yeah, right.
And it's so much to it. So I don't think that so far we've seen any pigmentary approach to that, to the curl or to the fragility. But it's certainly an interesting question that we all really strive to answer.
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I would like to talk about what African-American women can do, because obviously exercise is such a critical component in overall health today.
Absolutely.
There's got to be something that we can offer here. You know, I like to try to offer solutions along with some of this information. Okay, so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll be talking more about the perceived barriers that African-American women experience as a result of their hair. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. nothing else. Go to WeighNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Make 2013 your best year ever by getting the jump on burning more body fat. Now you can try the H-Force Fat Burner Patch free for 1 month. What do you have to lose except for the weight? You've heard listeners on the show talk about how great it works for them. What are you waiting for? This patch works for anyone at any age. Never any jitters or stimulants. Just fat loss. Don't miss the boat. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the H-Force banner ad today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just want to remind everybody that the H-Force free month trial for their fat burner patch, which we've had so many people come on the show and rave about the product, now contains 7-keto DHEA. Ends in 3 days at the end of this month. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the H-Force banner ad today to get your free month trial of this fantastic fat burner patch. Sorry if I sound like I'm operating at half steam today, and it's because I am. We're talking right now with Dr. Amy McMichael from Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center about the perceived barriers to exercise that African-American women experience due to hair care. And, you know, these are real issues because, let's face it, one of the things that's very freeing for me, Dr. McMichael, is that I go to the gym and my hair is disheveled and I leave the gym and my hair is disheveled, but women are judged in a totally different light than men are. Men, it's almost makes them affable that they're a little sloppy. You know, it just contributes to our ineptness that makes us appealing to some women because they feel like they can fix us. So anyway, but I can see this is a big issue. So what do we do for African American women to empower them, to free them from this? What can they do? Is there scarves? What can
Well, the first thing to remember is that it's not all women, that all African American women, even in our study, was really just close to 40% that did, you know, feel like they did avoid exercise to some degree because of their hair care. Now, it didn't mean that they didn't exercise. It just meant that they did at some point, you know, or in some way avoid it. And so it's to remember that many women have actually figured this whole thing out for themselves. Now, no one's figured it out for everybody, but 40% of the women in our study actually said that they modified their hairstyle for exercise. So, as I said, some people have actually figured this out. So what are the things that they're doing? Well, that's what our next study is going to be. We didn't actually do, you know, sort of the modifications, but I can just tell you some of the things that people talked about doing were putting their hair in ponytails. Mm-hmm. They actually got braids because braids worked well for them, and in their particular social and work setting that was acceptable. So there are those types of things that can work for people. You know, there's never going to be a situation where people of color, women of color, who wear their hair either natural or straight for the most part can go jump in the shower and walk out with their hair, you know, just dry naturally. That's just not going to happen.
Right.
So for most people, you know, they can put that out of their mind and just to say, okay, now what am I going to do? So part of it is modifying what you do when you exercise. So if you do wrap your hair up, wear a scarf. I think one actress, Nicole Ari Parker, has come out with a head wrap that people can use. And I don't, you know, I'm not pushing that. I have nothing to do with that wrap. But I just know that it exists. You know, people can wear while they're exercising to sort of keep their hair in place.
Mm-hmm.
They can use scarves in, you know, very dynamic ways for exercising. I personally wear my hair in a pinned up bun on top of my hair because it's pretty long. So I wear it up and that gets it out of the way. And even if I sweat, you know, I take it down, it's pretty much okay,
you know,
so I don't have to wash it every single time I exercise. The other thing you could do is modify the kinds of exercise you do right after you wash and style your hair. So, you know, but perhaps do things that are more yoga-like, you know, they get your heart rate up, but maybe you don't sweat as much. Maybe lift some, but don't power lift. And then as you get towards the midweek and the later point of the week, when you're going to wash your hair and style it again, go ahead and, you know, do those all-out workouts at that point. And so I think that if you present that kind of exercise plan to people, you know, I think they get it. The problem is that everybody has their own idea of what exercise is,
mm-hmm.
and I think that gets in the way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think that, you know, Tai Chi, you know, you can still move.
Right.
You don't have to sit on the couch. You can do Tai Chi. Okay, maybe that's not going to be the best for weight loss or whatever, but it's moving more than what you're going to get.
But I like the idea of timing. Anybody who's serious about the longevity equation is preparing their meals ahead of time. They're already mm-hmm. putting a lot of thought and effort into planning their week out. And they're definitely planning their workouts out already. They're not just
mm-hmm.
showing up at the gym and going, okay, what do I do today? At least not in my audience. So with that being said, I think that it's probably realistic. And I would love to hear from the African-American women in the audience. If you'll email me to onair@superhumanradio.com. What do you do? Clearly, you will not find a more dedicated group of people than the superhuman nation when it comes to exercise. I mean, this is one of the cornerstones of the longevity equation. So I have to believe that my audience has some answers about this too. I'd love to hear it, and we'll share it with everybody on the through the show. What you do yourself, and if you want to remain anonymous, just say, you know, please don't use my name. But here's what I do, and I'm fine with that as well. But I'd like to hear because there are plenty of real barriers to exercise, and this is a real one. Don't get me wrong. This is not something that we're going, oh well, you know, just get over it. You can't get over it if your hair starts breaking and you start damaging your hair. That's not something you can just simply go, well, tough it out and get over it. But there has to be answers because we cannot let those things dictate whether or not we exercise. So I'd like to hear from people in the audience. This is really interesting. Now, is this exclusively a problem for African-American women, the whole hair thing? Or you think that Caucasian women, to some degree, other women also experience this. Gee, I just did my hair. I don't want to go to the gym today.
Oh, I absolutely think so. As a matter of fact, my clinical studies director is a woman who's Caucasian, and when we were talking about, you know, putting the study together, she said, you know, I have the same problem. She said, I would love to go and work out in the middle of the day, but I know I've got to come back and see patients and, you know, get subjects into studies. And if I look crazy, you know, they're not going to listen to what I have to say to them. So I think that, or, you know, perhaps you don't have time to do all that. You don't have time to get to the gym, work out, and then wash and blow dry and style your hair in the way that you would, you know, feel like you look presentable. So I don't think it's an isolated problem. I do think, however, that there's more avoidance of exercise that occurs in women of color. Now, I don't have the data to support that. That's just a sort of a gestalt feeling.
Right.
Because I think that, you know, overall that we know the, you know, fragility issues are just simply, you know, not
unavoidable.
Even.
Yeah, they're
just not even amongst different types of hair. So we know that problem is not there. And we also know that, you know, it tends to be you know, more difficult to manage coarse curly hair. And I mean, many women of color do not know how to manage their own hair. It's something that they never learned, and they have to go somewhere else to have it done. And that can be very costly and time consuming.
Yeah, and that's an interesting point. So it sounds to me like maybe one of the challenges or one of the answers to this is for women to start to understand how to manage their own hair, so that at least the time constraint slash financial constraint portion of it can be managed a little bit better. Because obviously, if you have to think to yourself, I can't get in to see so-and-so till Wednesday. If I go to the gym today, I'm going to have to wear my hair. My hair is not going to look good for the next day or so until I can get in there. And or I just can't justify going to see so-and-so three times a week because I want to go to the gym three times a week.
Right.
So these are valid points that need to be addressed.
And I think that there are various places where we can interject that information. And I think that stylists need to be taught more about hair health in women of color. I think that, you know, some schools do a good job of that, some don't. And I think that some people sort of just do what's taught or what they've seen done, and they don't really give a thought to the hair health. It's more about style, and you see what's in the press and what's happening with the current stars, and you kind of say, well, I want that look.
Yeah.
But what they don't realize is that most of those people are not wearing their natural hair, their real hair. They're wearing hair weaves, and they have, you know, these, you know, four or five stylists that get them ready for each event. So, you know, that's a very unnatural, you know, kind of way to live. Most people don't walk around with a stylist every morning. So, you know, so really getting the word out to stylists, I think, can help. I think people should think about dermatologists when they start to encounter problems. Say they start an exercise program and they realize that, you know, my hair is becoming unhealthy. You know, there are many dermatologists of color or people who actually just are interested in hair disorders, and they could be of any ethnicity.
Right.
And you can go and ask them those questions. I think they're becoming, there are more and more resources out there. We're trying to get this kind of information out there. So I think that stylists, dermatologists have a lot to offer. And I think that even at, the level of, you know, professionals in exercise, you know, they need to start thinking about that for their clients.
And that's why we have a lot of personal trainers in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hear this, you need to think about this. For those of you who have African-American women as clients, maybe you're not seeing the results with them. They're not getting to the gym as frequently, and you're thinking to yourself, oh, she's just not, you know, interested in following my direction, when in fact she's got these challenges. So that's another thing to be sensitive to. We're coming to the end of the interview. Yourself and a colleague, Dr. Maria Hordinsky, have just published a book about hair and scalp disorders, correct?
That's correct. It's actually been out. We're actually redoing our next edition currently, but it's still very valid. Our publication year was 2008, so we're ready now to do an updated version of it, but there's still lots of great information in there. It's mostly for medical professionals, but I think people who have an interest in this can glean a lot from it. It's called Hair and Scalp Diseases, Medical, Surgical, and Cosmetic Treatments. And it's out there on Informa Healthcare, published by Informa Healthcare, and it's on Amazon if people have an interest in it. But it's, you know, it's a thin book. It's not a very thick book, but I think it talks more about process. You know, so if you have a disorder, a hair and scalp disease, it could be, you know, just dandruff, you know, plain old dandruff, and you want to know how to deal with it, this is the kind of book that will help. And it gives you maybe some ways to ask your dermatologist about what approach you should take for that kind of thing. And these are common as well as very rare hair and scalp disorders.
Very good. Very good. Listen, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's a very important subject, and I appreciate you talking with us about it.
Oh, it's been my pleasure.
Take care.
Thank you.
All right, stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up with Dr. Jill Canale as we talk about the fact that women must work harder than men, once again, to see the positive health benefits of many things. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. This is my sexy voice. We'll be right back. Products
that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
BioAdvantex Pharmaceuticals produces the highest quality pharmaceutical grade in acetylcysteine in an advanced effervescent delivery system. NAC has been clinically shown to improve performance, reduce fatigue, and increase power output. NAC is ideal for the high intensity interval training athlete as it is shown to reduce respiratory fatigue. BioAdvantex PharmaNac has the highest bioavailability of any supplement in its class. Buy one, get one free of PharmaNac when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the PharmaNac banner. Ad. PharmaNac, there's nothing else like it. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I apologize in advance for the sound of a lozenger in my mouth, but I do what I have to do to get through the show today. Okay. Now we're going to be speaking with Dr. Jill Canale from the University of Missouri. How are you doing, Dr. Canale?
Oh, fine, thanks.
And your group just recently did some research that looked at the effects of certain exercises on men and women, and what you came away with was somewhat shocking to me, that the women do not necessarily see the same benefits from some exercises and have to work harder. Is that not the case?
Well, what we showed was, in particular in this group of type 2 diabetic women, that when they did the same exercise program as the men, that they did not seem to get the same benefit from it, particularly like on their heart rate, their blood pressure, and that type thing.
So give me an idea of what the protocol was. What type of exercise were they doing?
Basically, it was a walking program. And we ran it in such a way that we would have them come in, and we essentially trained them how to exercise with us. And then we would kind of let them go out they'd come in one day a week, and we'd let them go out three or four other days a week and do it on their own. That's, we were trying to teach them so eventually they would do it completely on their own and know exactly how to get the exercise in, not get hurt, and keep the program going.
So walking, that was it?
It was just walking, but it was brisk walking.
Okay, like 3 miles an hour brisk walking?
Maybe even a little bit faster. I would say about 3 to 3.5 miles an hour, depending upon, you know, the fitness, the age of the individual.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's not a heroic speed, but that's a respectable pace.
Oh, yeah, they were moving, and it was really impressive to watch these individuals progress over time. You know, the first couple weeks they'd come in and, you know, be struggling to get in half an hour in, and by about the third week they'd come in and they'd say, turn the speed up, and they'd go.
Yeah.
And
okay.
They'd have no problem.
So what markers did you look at in the men and women, and what did you find?
Well, what we were in particular looking at is we did a test which is referred to as the isometric hand grip test. And this is one of many that allows us to look at heart rate and blood pressure responses during a stimuli. And basically what we have them do is we have them in a sitting position and we have them grip something for, you know, a few minutes.
Okay.
And we watch the response to heart rate and blood pressure, and we know what that response should be. And both groups had very similar response to the stress. It was the recovery from the stress that seemed to be, did not improve as much in the women as it did in the men post-training.
And one would make the assumption, and I'm saying this, this is, you know, that recovery is indicative of a greater level of fitness.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In fact, we want to see our bodies recover quickly. You know, when you finish exercising, whether you run or you're walking, your heart rate should come back down towards your kind of baseline level pretty quickly.
Right.
And what we found is in the women, it did not.
Okay.
As much as it did
in
the men.
So what is the takeaway from the initial results?
Well, I think one of the big takeaways was that we were just as surprised to see that there was this type of gender differences. There has been other studies out there that have shown gender differences in responses to the exercise stimulus. But what it kind of really made me wake up and see is we know that women, postmenopausal women, you know, have higher risk of heart disease, and, you know, a lot of them die from various types of heart disease. And this may be something else that we're seeing is we're assuming the same prescription we're giving men on exercise may be working in women. And this study really just shows that may not be true and that we need to look at this a lot more carefully.
And that, I was going to ask you if you adjusted for where these women were in the menopause spectrum. So these were all postmenopausal women.
A good number of them, but not all of them.
Did you see a difference in response in the women who were perimenopause or perhaps not even in the menopause phase yet?
No, we did not. We did not see a difference between, you know, what phase.
You know, what really confounds the whole thing is the type 2 diabetes and all of the different effects of that metabolic disorder.
That's right.
So that's, you know, but obviously these are the people who most need the benefits of exercise to help start reversing some of the damaging effects of the disease. So
that's right.
You would hope that. But you know what? We're learning this more and more and more. We've done shows in recent past that have looked at, you know, fish oil as the go-to thing. You know, omega-3s and their anti-inflammatory effects and so on. But they do not mitigate a bad lifestyle. It's very obvious that exercise does not mitigate a bad lifestyle. So that, you know, we're starting to learn that nothing corrects a bad lifestyle like correcting a bad lifestyle.
That's right.
You know,
that's right. And exercise is part of that lifestyle.
Yeah.
That needs, or being physically active.
How long did you look at these individuals?
We actually trained them for almost 4 months.
That's pretty. That's a long enough time where you would expect to see something.
We would have expected. And, you know, and interestingly, often we didn't see anything in these particular markers that we were looking at. But it's amazing how many of these people come to us after about a month and start saying, I'm starting to sleep better.
Yeah.
A lot of the aches and pains that I had in my legs, you know what, now that I'm moving more, I don't have them quite as much.
Right.
So there were other things, other benefits that, you know, this is just anecdotal stuff that they tell us. You know, that we're not really looking at.
So maybe we just didn't give them enough time.
Well, that's very possible. it's very possible that they needed more time, and it may be that they needed more intensity.
Mm-hmm. And that's okay. So part of the mantra of my show, and the women who listen to the show know that I said it at the beginning of the show today, ironically. The second half of today's show is on strength and conditioning. I know a lot of the women who are tuning in for the first half of the show, for these more female-centric topics, are going to tune out. And I say don't tune out because it's more important for women to be strong than it is for men, because the number one reason that women end up institutionalized at the latter stages of their lives is because they cannot live independently anymore. They fall a couple times. The kids go, Mom, you can't live on your own. And they put them in a facility. Well, you know, learn to deadlift, learn to squat, learn to do some of these heavier movements that you think are a man thing, because strength is not an exclusively man thing. And it's only since maybe the Victorian era that women were not side by side as strong as men were.
Right.
And so, you know, I think that my audience, the women in my audience, do the heavy lifts. As a matter of fact, we have a woman who's in her 80s, I believe, who's been on the show, and I can't think of her name right now, but I want to say her last name was Kuryansky, but I could be wrong. But she's got a 225-pound deadlift, and she's in fantastic shape. And, you know, I mean, she swims, and she – so the reason for this long-winded way around it is, what if we changed the modality of exercise? What if we had these women doing resistance exercise instead of just walking?
Well, that's a very good question. And we can't, you know, with what we did, we can't address that. We can only say with what we did, which is kind of the typical thing that we tell people to do to get them motivated, is go out and start walking, do 30 minutes a day, 45 minutes a day. And it didn't seem, for looking at this particular, you know, cardiovascular response, it just wasn't enough in the women, you know, once they were type 2 diabetic. But you're right, strength training is just as important, and as you said, you need to maintain your strength to remain independent so you can do the activities of daily living. As simple as getting out of a chair.
Well, and you know, when we talk about insulin resistance, nothing has a more profound effect on the whole body insulin status than resistance training. I mean, actually getting your muscles involved in heavy load-bearing exercises has been shown to increase muscular insulin sensitivity, because the muscles have to replenish glycogen. And
right.
The way it does that is it alters insulin sensitivity, as well as some other transporters, the GLUT transporters, for instance. And these have a profound effect on whole body insulin status. So while walking may be good, it's different. It's totally different. And it should not be taken that, well, if walking doesn't work, resistance training won't work, or vice versa. They both do very, very different things. I would love to see these women use walking as an entree to getting mm-hmm. their fitness level tested. Say, okay, you know, I feel confident now. Now it's time for us to start doing some circuit training. We're going to get you in the gym and start circuit training you.
Right. Yeah, well, I think what you're saying is what most of us in the field say is fitness is just not one thing.
Right.
It's not just aerobic. Strength is a very big component of it, as is flexibility, and I think we forget that. And I think that message has gotten lost as we have told people to get more active, and part of is that message has gone out there. I feel we've somewhat, if to use the term, we've kind of dumbed it down.
Mm-hmm.
Like we've said, let's make it so easy just to get somebody out there. And I do understand that to a certain point, but we also have quite a bit of research to show that higher intensities are advantageous.
You know, it's so funny. It's funny how you see themes and things as you know, you're doing something long enough, you start to see themes. Oh, look,
right.
We've been talking about that same topic on this show for about the past 6 months in an effort to enlist the masses into becoming greater stewards of their own health. The message
right.
has been dumbed down. The problem with that is the actual truth in the message is lost sometimes. And unfortunately, it's a little bit more complicated than people would like it to be. And it takes a little bit more effort on the average person's part to understand this. And so dumbing it down has had a backfire effect, in my opinion, from everything from Dr. Oz, you know, on down. And the problem is that now people are more confused than ever, because the dumbed down message isn't working, and they're going, oh my God, there's no hope for anything. Nothing's working now.
Right.
So, all right, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break, and then when we come back, I'd like you to sum up what you hope that people take away from this research. We're talking right now with Dr. Jill Canale about the outcomes of women and men as it relates to exercise and the benefits that women see versus men. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RG Cell Super Stem Cell Support. RG Cell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RG Cell banner ad today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Have you ever been let down by so-called nitric oxide muscle pump products before? Well, prepare to be shocked. Vengeance is like nothing you've ever tried before. Vengeance leverages several different scientifically proven technologies to deliver what some users say are painfully explosive pumps. If you're satisfied with nitric oxide products that make you wonder if they're working, move on. But if you want a muscle pump that you'll not only feel, but others will see, train with a vengeance. Go to xfmuscle.com today and get vengeance.
No other pep Peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Make 2013 your best year ever by getting the jump on burning more body fat. Now you can try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch free for 1 month. What do you have to lose except for the weight? You've heard listeners on the show talk about how great it works for them. What are you waiting for? This patch works for anyone at any age. Never any jitters or stimulants. Just fat loss. Don't miss the boat. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, Rob Regis joins us as we do the Blueprint Power Hour, your answer to getting stronger faster. Right now, we're talking with Dr. Jill Canale. And we're talking about life is unfair. Women don't see the same pay scale as men. They don't see the same benefits of exercise. Maybe it's a testosterone factor. What do you think about that, Dr. Canale?
It possibly could be, but I'm not really sure if that's it or not. So I'm going to be kind of noncommittal on that.
I got to believe it's not, and I'll tell you why. I have a strange feeling that if you did the lab assays, you would find out that diabetic men have low testosterone levels, because diabetes typically has an endocrine disrupting effect.
Right.
So I don't think it's the. I just testosterone is blamed for everything from wars to, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So I think really what we're seeing in the results of this study is the fact that, you know, like you said, these are type 2 diabetics, and these are, it's a lifestyle that has been there for a long time, and we're trying to correct it relatively quickly.
Right.
and right. and it may be that it's just not ready to correct that fast. And that's probably, I think, the message that a lot of individuals need to take away, that if they are type 2 diabetic, even whether it's male or female, if you don't see a response in 4 months, don't give up. Because, I mean, you're trying to undo probably 20, 30 years of poor lifestyle.
Okay, so let me speak to that, because it's interesting. Somewhere on a blog post or an email, I replied to somebody recently talking about obesity.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, let me give some backstory. There's a term amongst the fitness community called a cheat meal or a cheat day. So, you know, you adhere to your nutritional regimen, and then every now and then you feel like you need to cheat, to go off of it, to splurge, to have something you typically don't have, and so on. And so I remember saying in this particular response, you know, a year is not a long time to stick to something. And the magic in success in anything in life is showing up and doing the same thing over and over again with consistency. The
right.
obese person does this without realizing it. They go every single day doing everything that they should do in order to become fatter and fatter. And they never complain. They never take a cheat day. They never go, oh, I think I'm going to eat less tomorrow. They do the same thing. They do exactly what they have to do to become obese every day. Without fail, for year after year after year, with consistency. It takes this same consistency for long periods of time, and a year is not a long time, folks. It takes that same consistency to reverse these problems.
Right. So. I think where we're also is we're a lot of people that we like the quick fix.
Yeah.
It's not going to come quick. You need to be patient with it. And I think where some of the obese people struggle too is, especially if people put the weight on quite slowly, they sometimes aren't really, you know, maybe they're not doing enough physical activity, but they're really off just by a little bit. If you gain 2 pounds a year in 20 years, you've gained 40 pounds.
Right.
And so as much as you may be eating a little too much or not exercising quite enough, it may not be that you're off by a lot. So putting a lot back in. You know.
Yeah, no, it people don't realize how long it takes for them to put on 100 pounds, and
yeah.
But they want to lose 100 pounds in the first year, because unfortunately the industry tells them that they can, they believe they
that's
can,
right.
And that's why they turn to these ridiculous. There's this new the company that brought us the Segway that eliminates,
yeah.
and now has something called Aspire Assist, which is an automated bulimia device that pumps your stomach every 4 times a day, so
oh,
you can
no.
continue to eat disgustingly. But not put on as much weight. And the subjects in this study lost 44 pounds in a year. It's like, well, why not just eat less? Because
exactly.
we have no control. We have to put a pick in the stomach that's usually used as a feeding tube to pump food out of the stomach now. Is this what we have become as a race? That we can't even keep the food out of our mouth, so we have to have something that intervenes in the digestive process and pumps it out? I mean,
yeah,
I'm just appalled at what's going on.
Yeah, that's scary.
And believe me, that product's going to sell, and I'll tell you why. Because the doctors that promote it are going to say, well, look, it's not as radical as the bypass, which changes your digestive system for the rest of your life. You wear it for a few years, lose the weight, and then you can take it out if you want. That's what they're going to say. And people are going to go, okay, I'll do that. So they're going to wear something that is tantamount to a colostomy bag on their hip so that they can go into the buffet every day and eat all they want.
Right.
Oh, that's terrible. Okay,
yeah.
So so bottom line, what you hope that people take away from this is be patient.
Be patient, and maybe if you can, step up your workout a little bit.
Yeah.
Because maybe it is an intensity. I think there are a number of people out there that say, yes, I go out and I walk every day, and I see many of these people, and I'm thinking you're not walking fast enough. You know, put a little in. Don't be afraid to go a little bit faster, a little bit harder.
And it
might make you a little sore for a couple days, but you'll get over it.
Well, and you know what? And lift some weight, for crying out
yep.
loud. You know, especially for women, the effects of load-bearing weightlifting increases bone mineral density
mm-hmm.
better than Boniva. You know
yeah.
what I mean? It's like we were genetically predisposed to lift heavy things and walk distances and not run 60 miles. We were designed to sprint and walk and lift and do that in a fashion that doesn't drive us into the ground.
Yeah, and the other thing is, too, is for many people that are overweight, that sometimes the walking isn't comfortable. And that's fair enough, but lifting is good because, you know, really you're not doing that type of movement, but you can definitely burn a number of calories, get stronger, and like you said, enhance your bone and everything else, doing the strength training.
And increase your metabolic machinery.
Yes.
Muscle burns calories. If you get your muscles to be bigger, you burn more calories.
Right.
So there you go. There's the answer to the Aspire Assist. Listen, Doctor, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show and talking about this, Dr. Canale.
No problem.
All right, take care.
Okay. Thanks.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to pick up the show with Rob Regish as we perform the Blueprint Power Hour, where we will teach you how to become stronger. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a proprietary diet protein product with a 49% whey to 51% casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It also contains micro encapsulation essential fatty acids, so they're stable in the bottle to deliver a muscle-building punch. And it tastes great, too. Flavors like banana cream, chocolate peanut butter, cookies and cream, and many more. All their dairy protein is from right here in the USA. It's 100% made in America. Go to xfmuscle.com and get your Ultra Peptide 2.0 today.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RGCell Super Stem Cell Support. RGCell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RGCell banner ad today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultra Male RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Oh,
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just a reminder, the end of the month is here, 3 days from now. And that is when the Age Force free month trial for their fat burner patch ends. We have two more people slated to have on the show who are singing the praises of this patch. There are a lot of non-believers out there, but there's lots of people who have seen great success from the patch. I apologize for my voice. Rob Regish, how you doing, man?
Doing great. I wish you were feeling better, but
is my sexy voice.
Listen, it'll never be deeper than Wade's.
No, you're right about that. That's true. There are those who probably will accuse me of not being sick, but trying to channel Wade Johnson during the show. That's it. Anyway, I hope a lot of the women followed my advice and didn't tune out for the second half of the show, because this is where it all starts. Learning how to be stronger will enhance your ability to stay healthy and live independently. And there are very few who can teach you more about that than Rob Regish. So let's get started with the Blueprint Power Hour. The first question, and I apologize for the clicking and sucking sound, but I have a lozenger in my mouth, and that's the only way I can get through the show right now. Adam, can you hear me wheezing when I breathe?
A little bit. You're doing fine, though.
Adam Fiddler says, "Hey, Carl, what does Rob think of Muscle Farm's Bulletproof supplement? It's billed as a nighttime recovery aid for those who train hard. I don't buy many supplements, but I'd be willing to give this a shot if it would put me to sleep faster and deeper after training. If Rob is not a fan of this product, could he explain why? And could he also recommend something, another option for increasing deep sleep and recovery throughout the night?" That's an easy one. GHB. No, I'm making
up. You know, I'm a fan of some of Muscle Farm's products, but Bulletproof is not one of them. And in order to understand why, I think it's worth taking another look at the label. And when you do, I think what you'll see are some, at least I see some fundamental flaws. In terms of putting you to sleep, the heavy hitters here are GABA and melatonin. The issue being, at least in GABA's case, that the other large neutral amino acids, which they've included in their essential amino acid blend, will compete with GABA and win for entry across the blood-brain barrier, washing out its effects. And to add insult to injury, their EAA blend lacks one of the EAAs, if you look at the label, that being L-tryptophan. So here's the simple fix. If you're interested in deep sleep and recovery throughout the night, I would suggest the following. 3 milligrams of melatonin, about 45 minutes prior to bed. If so inclined, you know, try the Age Force melatonin patch. It's the one that I hear the best feedback on. And shortly after that, 1 scoop of Ultrapeptide 2.0 prior to bed. It's a simple economical stack which accomplishes two things. One, first and foremost, the melatonin is the most cost-effective antioxidant and anti-aging pro-longevity nutrient on the market today. I know you've done entire shows on it, Carl.
Right.
It's going to facilitate a good night's sleep that you're seeking. The Ultrapeptide 2.0 recommendation isn't without some thought on my part, as it contains the Rolls-Royce of slow-release proteins, that being undenatured micellar casein. That particular protein is the only one that's been shown to be anti-catabolic.
Rob, you there? Huh. Really? Okay. We're going to play some music. We'll be right back. Sorry about that. Rob is back on. I don't know what happened. I tried calling you back on that line, but it wouldn't go through, so we're going to perform this from his cell phone. The last thing we heard you say was that Peptide 2.0 has micellar undenatured casein in it.
Yeah, and that's important for two reasons. One, it's going to congeal in the stomach. That particular protein congeals in the stomach, and the amino acids are liberated over a 7-hour time period. So it helps to shield your muscle from breakdown. The other nice part of Ultrapeptide 2.0 is, if you'll notice the macronutrient ratio, most of the calories come from healthy fats. And that's important because it's going to maximize your body's highest GH surge of the day during the first 90 minutes of sleep. And not many people know it, but going to bed on a belly full of carbohydrates blunts GH release.
Right.
And most whey proteins will do the same given they elevate insulin. So Ultrapeptide 2.0 really is the perfect nighttime protein for many reasons, and the GH angle is just one of them. Here's the bottom line. We use two proven products to accomplish your objective of sleeping deeper and recovering faster. One is a very inexpensive over-the-counter hormone, melatonin. The other, a time-released macronutrient, micellar casein, that prevents muscle loss. There's nothing flashy about it, but there's no hocus-pocus either. You invest only in known winners, and the strategy couldn't be any simpler or more effective. I hope that helps, Adam.
I got something to throw in here.
Yeah.
Adele Moussa and I had a discussion about melatonin not too long ago that made me start to rethink melatonin. Dr. Russell Ritter has been on my show numerous times, and he is they call him the granddaddy of the pineal gland. He's written over 700 papers on melatonin. He takes 20 milligrams of melatonin a night and has done so since I first interviewed him in 2006.
Wow.
Okay, well, so Adele and I were talking one day about melatonin, and he said to me, I seriously doubt that 3 milligrams has as much of effect as people think it does. And I thought about that, and I thought, well, wait a minute. You know, he may be very right about this. And when you think about hormones, and back in the day of pro-hormones, it was said that for every 100 milligrams of, let's say, androstenedione you took, about 2.5 milligrams actually ended up in the bloodstream because of first-pass liver degradation.
Right.
And melatonin being a hormone, this is true of oral testosterone, oral estrogen that is not methylated. It's all the same. About 2.5% of the actual dose makes it into the bloodstream. So that would mean that if you took a 3-milligram tab of melatonin, you know, you got, what, like 100 micrograms maybe making it into the bloodstream?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I started experimenting with higher doses of melatonin. First 9 milligrams, then 12, then 15 milligrams. And the sleep is much more profoundly deep when you start getting into these higher doses, which lends itself to the notion that these are more adequate levels of melatonin to cause the onset of deep, restful sleep that we see when we're children. Because our melatonin levels are the highest in the first decade of our lives and slowly start to drop all through puberty. And when do we sleep the best? When you're a kid, right? You fall asleep. Your father picks you up, puts you in the car. You don't wake up. They pick you up. They bring you home. You don't wake up. They put you down in your bed. You don't wake up. You wake up the next morning. And nowadays, somebody comes into the room while you're sleeping. You jump out. What the hell is that noise? So I started to think about these youthful levels of melatonin. But then there's one problem with this. When you start taking this high of a dose of melatonin, because it works, it also causes a greater degree of negative feedback, which means that if the melatonin wears off halfway through sleep, the pineal gland doesn't jump in and produce any melatonin on demand. So you have this rapid drop off of melatonin where you wake up in the middle of the night, which people who take higher doses of melatonin will complain about. They'll say, oh, I think the melatonin actually has the opposite effect with me, because when I take higher doses, I wake up wide awake in the middle of the night. Easy solution is an amino acid that Rob loves, and that's tryptophan. Take 500 milligrams of tryptophan with your melatonin to backload the pineal gland so that when the dose of melatonin starts to drop off, the pineal gland has the necessary building blocks to start producing its own melatonin.
I say take
9 milligrams as a starting point with 500 milligrams of tryptophan along with the peptide 2.0 and go to sleep with that and see if you don't wake up in the morning feeling amazing.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
So, there you go. Okay. Sorry for the break there with the music. I will edit that out for the podcast. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got more questions from listeners for Rob Regish. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad to get a free issue of the Blueprint Bulletin. Everybody's raving about it. Why aren't you? Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Get the next dozen. I press trigger. I don't press people button. Nobody chaps confused.
calling all men.
The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, stimulant-free pre-workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. If you want to build muscle and burn fat, if you want to transform your body, your health, and fitness, then your goal should be to get a copy of The Blueprint from Rob Regish. Learn what the Blueprint Army already knows. There is no faster way to change the way you look and feel than by using The Blueprint. And now, when you order The Blueprint, you will also get absolutely free the Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout Seminar. That's a $20 value, absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today. BioAdvantex Pharmaceuticals produces the highest quality pharmaceutical grade N-acetylcysteine in an advanced effervescent delivery system. NAC has been clinically shown to improve performance, reduce fatigue, and increase power output. NAC is ideal for the high-intensity interval training athlete as it is shown to reduce respiratory fatigue. BioAdvantex PharmaNac has the highest bioavailability of any supplement in its class. Buy one, get one free of PharmaNac when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the PharmaNac banner. Ad. PharmaNac, there's nothing else like it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RGCell Super Stem Cell Support. RGCell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RG Cell banner ad today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends.
She looks like she squats.
You know, who understands those rap guys?
Okay. The next question comes from Richard Patterson. We're staying with sleep here. It obviously is an important topic for a lot of people. Well, maybe not necessarily sleep, but GABA, which I always attribute to helping people sleep better. He says, hey, Rob, you remember what show you did the Power Hour on where you discussed GABA? Well, would you be willing to comment on it again? Thanks. Quantity, how long before bed, empty stomach or not? And any suggested brands. Thanks a lot, Mr. Rick.
Yeah, we've discussed GABA quite a bit, but it's worth discussing more because it's one of the few supplements out there, I think, that, number one, economical, number two, you can feel it working, and number three, over time, it does have merit. So here are the cliff notes on it. Researchers at Shenandoah University showed a pre-workout dose of just 3 grams of GABA elevated growth hormone levels no less than 480%. And that was further shown to be biologically active GH. The other kicker from this study was this. The average age of these guys was just 23, and they all trained regularly. So there's also some evidence from the University of Milan in Italy that a pre-bedtime dose of 5 grams can raise GH by 550%. Now, for the record, I don't think that these transient surges in GH necessarily translate to quick gains in muscle and, you know, lower body fat levels. Over time, though, I am convinced that they do. So here are the cliff notes on GABA use. First, you want to go slow and introduce GABA in about 1 gram increments. This due to the fact that it can impart paresthesia or a tingling sensation and shortness of breath that does spook some of those folks who aren't expecting it. You should always use GABA on an empty stomach or at least 3 hours away from any protein-containing meal. The reason being, the other aminos in the protein will compete and win with GABA for entry into the brain, washing out its effects. For sleep, I like to take it about 30 minutes prior. If you're going to use it pre-training, 15 minutes before warm-ups with some caffeine if drowsiness is an issue. And it is an inhibitory neurotransmitter, so it does tend to have that effect. I'm partial to Mass's Gamma GH brand, as it's 100% HPLC, HPCS, GABA, and nothing else. Meaning the cheaper GABA products you'll see out there, virtually all of them come out of China. You know, the same folks who slipped melamine into infant formula that killed babies in this country. Not once, twice. To be fair, AST Research and Now Foods also produce high-quality GABA products. I especially like keeping some of this stuff by the bathroom sink when I get up during the middle of the night to use the facilities. When I do, down the hatch goes another 5 grams of GABA, and that puts me back to sleep fast, and it adds yet another big boost to GH over any given 24-hour period. Economical, effective, and worth its weight in gold, if only for the deep, refreshing sleep it imparts. Love GABA.
And, you know, jokingly before I talked about GHB, but don't they use GABA to produce GHB?
Yeah, there's a relationship there. I mean, clearly it's not as potent or strong as GHB, but, you know, make no mistake, GABA is one of those that, you know, you take it under the right circumstances and you can feel it. Now, there's a lot of people that are going to tell you, GABA doesn't cross the blood-brain barrier. Well, it won't on, you know, stomach full of food. But, boy, you take that stuff, enough of it, you know, on an empty stomach, and you're going to feel it. And you will. And they have measured significant growth hormone releases, particularly when taken prior to exercise.
Right. Okay. So, next question comes from Khan Satori Davison. I've been training for 18 months, and I've gone from 265 pounds to 205 pounds. I'm 6 foot tall. Bravo, by the way.
Yeah.
When I was 225, I squatted 405 for reps, 10 to 12. Now, at a leaner 205, 405 feels like 805 pounds. I usually don't squat past 315 for 15 or 20 reps these days. My legs are still strong, but I'm missing so much power. I still would like to drop 15 more pounds, but I don't want to lose any more power. Please help.
Yeah, there's a couple things going on here. So let's analyze what happened, and then I'll recommend the fix. First and foremost, losing 60 pounds or 23% of your body weight is inevitably going to result in some loss of strength. In your case, though, a crossroad was reached at 225 pounds. At that weight, Khan, you were still quite strong, but something happened when you went from 225 to 205, and that something was likely a combination of the following. One, you started losing more lean muscle versus body fat,
right,
which is typical, right? Typical of the dieting time and duration curve. In English, you know, the longer you diet, the more muscle you'll ultimately chew up and fat you'll strip off. Two, your body leverage has changed. And three, your central nervous system lost touch with the heavy iron, meaning weight from the 90th percentile of your one rep max, which was a moving target. Having said all that, I think dieting down further would be a mistake. Instead, I consider the following 5-point plan to increase your squat poundage, strength, and lean body mass while keeping fat loss, not necessarily scale weight, chugging along. So here it is. One, you want to zigzag calories, which is to say, you know, eat up on training days, enough to the point where you feel full. Ideally, you want to get at least 50% of your calories within 2 hours of the workout. On off days, you want to be in a caloric deficit. And if you're not inclined to track the numbers, the best way to do that is to leave the table feeling a little bit hungry. Two, cardio sessions should be performed on your off days while you're in this caloric deficit. It just makes all the sense in the world when you consider fat loss will be more efficient, and you won't have to split hairs insofar as energy demands mixing cardio and the weights.
Mm-hmm.
Three, carefully manage your weight training frequency. You want to ensure more off days versus training days for the additional recovery your body needs. And that's going to serve the dual purpose of being, you're going to be in a caloric deficit most of the time, ultimately yielding fat loss without that plateau, while giving your body the time it needs to compensate and grow larger and stronger. Four, start box squatting and lose the higher rep ranges for a while. What I'm suggesting here is to establish your new one rep max, whatever that is, and apply a carefully arranged sequence of loading patterns to build that back up. That's going to reacquaint your central nervous system with the heavy iron, and the power that you've seen go out the window will return in short order. And fifth and finally, if you take one supplement while you're dieting down, and this is coming from a guy who makes his own supplement, so take it for what it's worth. Make it either Extreme Formulations Vengeance or their ICE version 2, available at xfmuscle.com. I'm in the week 3 of Vengeance, and frankly, I'm floored by what I'm seeing. And I'm telling you this because I'm the last guy that trains for a pump, but I'm getting and holding some monster ones that last well beyond the workout. With respect to ICE version 2, this was the original Mercedes of branched-chain amino acid products back in the day, and they've updated it to include L-leucine nitrate. Also in there is the patented Carnosine brand of beta-alanine, citrulline malate, glutamine, and norvaline. We've discussed those on past episodes and why they're important, especially on a diet. Green apple flavor is amazing, and for $1.16 a serving, it is the cheapest muscle insurance you can buy. If you were to purchase all those items separately, you'd arrive at the same or a higher price point. And let's be honest, bulk branched-chain aminos taste like dog vomit if you've ever had them. So the bottom line is this. Start zigzagging calories to match your energy demands. Insert more rest and cardio days. Start box squatting heavy. And take one serving of either Vengeance or ICE during your weight training and cardio sessions. I think you'll notice a profound strength rebound while continuing to lose fat. I hope that helps, Con.
All good advice right there.
Yeah.
And you know, because you're like focusing on high rep stuff all of a sudden, so no wonder why your heavier squats are going away from you. You know, it makes perfect sense. When you said that, I thought, there you go. Forget about that other stuff and start working towards your one rep max again.
Yeah, central nervous system loses touch.
All right, next question. We're going to stay with box squats for a second. Comes from Tracy Nelson. I've tried all kinds of squats and I have issues with all of them, even box squats. My problem is leaning forward too much and my knees hurt, even when box squatting. I'm just not coordinated enough to perform Russian step-ups. I've heard you suggest, and I can't get the hang of Bulgarian split squats. It's hard to say that with a cough drop in your mouth. Any suggestions? Any suggestions?
Yeah, I do have a suggestion. Actually, it comes from Dan John, who introduced us to something known as the goblet squat.
Yeah,
he's
really the first guy to talk about the goblet squat, too.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that jogged my memory, so I'm glad she asked it. It's so named after the position in which the weight is held. So like the front squat, this movement keeps you in an upright position because of the way the weight's supported. It does so, though, with none of the awkward bar positioning and hand placement, which just befuddles so many when attempting front squats. The exercise essentially auto-corrects the biggest issues seen with squats due to its unique setup, those being excessive forward lean, and the knees tracking inward. Here's how it's performed. You hold a weight, a dumbbell, against your chest, just under your chin. If you're using a dumbbell, hold one of the heads up vertically between your palms. Position your feet so your stance is a bit more than shoulder width with your toes pointed out just a few degrees. Sit back and down between the knees, keeping your chest up the whole time. Go as low as you can while keeping your feet flat on the floor. If your heels come up, your stance is likely too narrow. At the bottom, and this is the key, brush your elbows against the inside of your legs, which pushes your knees out. The knees out part of the movement is the key and what really differentiates the goblet squat from so many other variations. here's the final word. Don't underestimate this movement. There's a lot of heavy barbell squatters that are going to dismiss it, thinking it's some sort of, you know, chick lift. Nothing could be further from the truth. You try that with a heavy enough dumbbell, like a 100-pounder, you'll find out the following right quick. It gives you a huge pump in the legs. No more aching knees. Even I've known people with knee issues that can perform it without pain. It's a very active holding that heavy weight or dumbbell under your chin or close to your chest is a great workout for the core, lats, and upper back, and it delivers some fantastic conditioning benefits. You knock out 15 reps with a heavy weight, it feels like you just did back-to-back wind sprints. So give that a shot, Tracy. I think you'll find it your ideal solution.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Panos Antonakos. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. Do you have a copy of the Blueprint Bulletin in your inbox right now? You could go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today to get your free copy of the single best newsletter that will help you build strength, burn fat, look better, sleep better. It'll even help you wash your clothes. Go to superhumanradio.com now and get the Blueprint Bulletin now. I'll be right back.
Where have you been? Where was I going? Angel of Berlin. Angel of Berlin.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a proprietary diet protein product with a 49% whey to 51% casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It also contains micro encapsulation essential fatty acids, so they're stable in the bottle to deliver a muscle-building punch. And it tastes great, too. Flavors like banana cream, chocolate peanut butter, cookies and cream, and many more. All their dairy protein is from right here in the USA. It's 100% made in America. Go to xfmuscle.com and get your Ultra Peptide 2.0 today. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage. And it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
If you want to build muscle and burn fat, if you want to transform your body, your health, and fitness, then your goal should be to get a copy of The Blueprint from Rob Ragish. Learn what the Blueprint Army already knows. There is no faster way to change the way you look and feel than by using The Blueprint. And now, when you order The Blueprint, you will also get absolutely free the Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout Seminar. That's a $20 value, absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today.
My friend
Friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh-looking. I use RGCell Super Stem Cell Support. RGCell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RGCell banner ad today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish here on Superhuman Radio. The next question comes from a longtime listener, Pano Santanakos. He says, "Hi, Rob. I haven't signed up for the Blueprint Bulletin yet." Well, wait a minute. He hasn't signed up for it. Oh, I'm not reading this question. Forget about it.
No, he's a good man trying to convince him.
But what makes it different than what I hear on the Power Hour every week? And that is a good question.
Yeah, it's a fair question, too. So, easy answer. What you get when you subscribe to the newsletter versus just listening to the show. Now, hopefully folks know that I'm as forthcoming as I possibly can be here. You know, I don't hold much back, but, you know, if you're going to invest in the newsletter, you're going to get something that, you know, isn't just given away for free. Not the least of which is the following. One, you're going to get a written record of virtually every topic that's discussed here, and I go into much deeper on each subject. You've seen some of the sample issues, Carl. They're averaging over 20 pages a newsletter.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of the movements I discuss on the show, too, are unorthodox, and they're difficult to execute without seeing them. In the newsletter, I provide YouTube links to help illustrate the right way to perform them. And believe me, there are a lot more bad ones on YouTube versus
right.
good ones.
Right.
Many of them look like circus rides and should be tagged with an injury in progress warning label.
Right.
All of the low-cost shopping is done for you in terms of training equipment, supplements, research chems, whatever it is that I'm discussing and recommending. You know, it's not a stretch to say you'd save a couple $100 a month just on those low-cost shopping links alone. And finally, yes, you're going to get information on supplements, training strategies, and other items that aren't discussed on the show. And I'm not going to go into a lot of detail on those, but just as an example, the December issue is going to talk about two subs that are on the man's radar right now, if you know what I'm saying. If you're really interested in getting these, you need to get them or at least consider them now before they're banned. And that is not a stretch because you know it and I know it. There's a lot going on right now, and there's a lot that has gone on just in the past 90 days in terms of the crackdown, right, on our business.
Yeah.
So the bottom line is this on the newsletter. I don't do rehashed hash. That's not my MO. It never was. It never will be. While I'm grateful the information that I dispense here has helped many, the bulletin takes things to a whole nother level. In fact, there's a piece of feedback I got from Gareth Denyer. He just subscribed a week or two ago and got the latest issue. He wrote me and he said, "Badass newsletter, man. Nothing I've seen since Duchesne's Dirty Dieting packs a punch like this."
Yeah.
So to get your free copy, just visit theblueprintbulletin.com or click on the banner ad in Superhuman Radio. It's fast. It's current. I pull no punches. It's what I'd want as a consumer, and it's what I've built for you, and that's what makes it different.
Perfect. We actually have a follow-up question that I missed from Khan Satori Davidson.
Yeah.
He said, one more question, Rob. He says, "I'd like to ask, should I still supplement with fish oil if I'm eating grass-fed beef regularly?" Good question.
Mm. Great question. The answer is possibly. And the devil here is once again in the details we discuss. The amount of total fat and therefore essential fatty acids found in a serving of meat is dependent upon the feeding regimen of the animal. Fat is also going to by cut, as not all locations of the carcass is going to deposit fat to the same degree. Even so, the effect of the feeding regimen is a very powerful determinant of fatty acid composition. Sinclair and co-workers were the first to show that beef consumption increased serum concentrations of essential fatty acids in humans. And the research that has spanned the past, you know, three decades has found grass-fed beef to be higher in conjugated linoleic acid and the omega fatty acids, or what are identified in the literature as N3 fatty acids. It results in a better omega-6 versus 3 profile, which is really what we're talking about here, because it's helpful to remember why we take omega-3s in the first place. We're not trying to cram in as many as possible. What we're trying to do is offset the increasing presence of omega-6s in the diet. And processed foods, vegetable oil, and most conventionally raised animals all contain disproportionately large amounts of omega-6 fats. By consuming less processed foods and or adding more omega-3s, the goal is in correcting that skewed, right, omega-6 to 3 ratio, which is now rampant in Western diets.
Right.
How much is too much? I wouldn't stray too far past 2 to 1, 3 to 6 ratio, omega-3 to 6 ratio.
Right.
If you keep your omega-6 intake low by avoiding seed oils like corn, canola, or soybean, along with processed junk foods, you won't have to take much omega-3s to balance that ratio out. Here's the final word. There are a number of clinical studies that have shown that grass-fed beef can be used interchangeably with fish to reduce serum cholesterol levels in people with high cholesterol. If you want to derive all the anti-inflammatory and other benefits of a higher omega-3 versus 6 intake, though, I would bet on to keep taking a modest amount, let's say 3 to 6 grams of fish oil, along with your grass-fed beef, to make sure that, you know, your ratios are more favorably altered to the 3 to 6 versus the 6 to 3. But it's a great question. Not an easy answer.
No, and you want to know something? I would settle for 1 to 1. If the average American person can get back to 1 to 1, omega-3 to omega-6, currently it's 1 to 26. It's
yeah,
it's, you know, omega-3 to omega-6. So if you can just even get back to 1 to 1, if you can do that, that's a good place to start. Okay.
Yeah.
This next question comes from Dan Zeipel. I hope I'm pronouncing your name properly, Dan. He says, I'm really confused on nootropics. Then stop taking them, Dan. No. In your opinion, what's the best one to take, assuming I'm looking for a pre-workout boost?
Confused by them, but they're supposed to make you smarter.
Yeah, I know. So he says, I'm really confused on nootropics, then don't take them. No. I had to say it. I'm sorry, Dan.
This is actually, it's a good question, because I recently uncovered a new one.
As really?
Part of a nootropic. Yeah, I'm doing some formula work for another company, for a nootropic they want to do, and I came across something really interesting. This compound was first described in a Soviet scientific journal in 1983, and soon thereafter, it was unofficially produced on a small scale at a research institute in Russia. From there, it was given to cosmonauts and other military folks to increase their work capacity, and you always see that showing up in the Russian literature, although it subsequently found its way into the hands of athletes. They were popped using it to circumvent doping controls in international figure skating and other events in 1997. Consequently, in 1998, it was added to the World Anti-Doping Agency banned list. This compound was approved for use in Russia by their State Pharmacological Committee in 2003 for the treatment of certain mental conditions and cognitive impairments. It's currently sold there as a prescription-only medicine to enhance cognition and physical functioning. Although theoretically a prescription-only drug in Russia, what you find is many pharmacists there will dispense it without one. It's also manufactured and sold in Latvia under a different trade name. This stuff ain't subtle, and it takes but a smidgen of caffeine or another stim to potentiate the hell out of it. It appears to be legal in the U.S. and the U.K. I couldn't find it on either country's import alert list. I'm using it now and consider it a superb pre-workout and study aid. It is exceptionally clean, lasts for 5 to 6 hours, and imparts a laser-like focus akin to looking through a straw. And that's coming from a guy with 20 years of ephedrine caffeine background, by the way. Best of all, the source I've located ships from within the U.S., and they got it to me fast. That means no pesky customs issues to deal with if you live here in the States. So we get back to the blueprint bulletin. This is one of those items that subscribers are going to find out what it is, where to get it, along with dosing and real-world feedback in the upcoming February issue. It is one interesting compound, to say the least, and it's fairly economical.
Okay, but we have to give Dan Zipel something for now. And I understand he has to subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin for February to find out what that magic is. But right now, do you think that there's any value in the old world nootropics that you and I first started playing around with back in the mind and muscle days, like piracetam and aniracetam?
The answer is yes. You're not going to find piracetam in many places simply because it was so popular. I had a discussion with a big online vendor the other day. You know, that got flagged because it was being imported, you know, 25-kilogram drums. So you're not going to see piracetam out there, but that's the bad news. The good news is aniracetam and oxyracetam are both still available and considerably stronger, in my opinion, in particular the oxyracetam. Take that with a little citrulline if you need to, a smidgen of caffeine, and there it is, Dan. You know, it's a terrific.
Not to plug and pimp an advertiser, but nothing beats Craze, in my opinion, which has like 80 milligrams of caffeine in it, but has some really powerful nootropic benefits that give you that feeling of laser-like focus. And they have a new flavor, I was told by Matt Cahill recently, and he will be on the show in about a month talking about the new flavor. But if you want something that's already mixed, get a jug of Craze.
Yeah, he's done. You know, I went through 2 jugs of that stuff, and I'll be the first to say, you know, it's a great product.
Yeah, and it's already mixed, great. And you don't have to worry about anything else. But then again, you can use that while you're waiting for February for the Blueprint Bulletin to be available. All right, we're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up with the Blueprint Tip of the Day with Rob Regish. Sign up for the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today. We'll be right back.
Are you the enemy?
We all make no bomb. We all are superior.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day. And sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away. Not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Are you in the midst of cutting body fat? Feel exhausted when it's time to train but don't want to use pre-workout drinks because they're loaded with sugar and carbs? Ice V2 is here to help you get intense while carbohydrate depleted. Ice V2 has only 1 gram of non-sugar carbs per serving. Ice V2 is loaded with strength-amplifying anabolic activators that will make your workouts more productive while allowing you to cut the fat. Cut the fat. Loaded with amino acids, Ice V2 contains the unique Formel Norvaline that acts as a pump amplifier. Get Ice V2 today at xfmuscle.com. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top selling products: Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultra Male RX.
Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Okay, go on. Here
we go. Take two.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome back. To the Earth, Wind, and Fire Love Fest with Rob Regish. Okay, so apparently you found another loophole, Rob. Is that right?
Yeah.
We should just call you, we should just start referring to you as Loophole Rob Regish.
This one's going to come with a disclaimer, which you know is pretty good. This is meant for informational and entertainment purposes only. It does not constitute medical advice, nor is it intended to treat or prevent any medical condition.
And we're not suggesting that you do or go buy any of this stuff either.
Right, exactly. Okay. So, some interesting notes. Every once in a while you come across something by accident, and such was the case today's tip of the day. I mentioned I was doing product research for a company that's going to be rolling out a new generation nootropic.
Right.
And things got real interesting real fast. This didn't make it into the final formula for obvious reasons, but give this a listen. The compound in question, some listening may be familiar with, it's called modafinil. Modafinil is approved by the U.S. FDA for the treatment of narcolepsy, shift work, sleep disorders, and sleep apnea. In other words, it keeps you up. It was originally developed in France, and it's been prescribed there since 94. In the States, it's been used since 98 and sold here as Propagil. What makes modafinil unique is that it's not a central nervous system stimulant per se. You just don't get tired, even on little to no sleep. Focus improves rather drastically in some, like those that aren't sleep deprived in the first place. Obviously, it didn't take athletes, the military, and other parties long to realize the potential of the stuff. One of the more interesting applications was by the United States Air Force. They took sleep-deprived F-117 fighter pilots, which was the original stealth fighter. It only flew at night. They gave these guys 3 divided doses of 100 milligrams of modafinil. They all maintained much better navigation and weapon system accuracy versus the placebo for up to 37 hours of flight time. In English, that means the ability to put bombs on heads after an exhausting intercontinental flight. In terms of performance enhancement, one of the more intriguing yet unspoken parts of the Balco scandal was an unsubstantiated but widely published account of Barry Bonds' use of modafinil. No surprise, really, given its ability to improve focus. Modafinil has been shown to prolong exercise time to exhaustion while performing at 85% of VO2 max and reduce the perceived effort required to maintain that threshold. So some pretty strong stuff. Gets even more interesting, though, in terms of fat loss. Here's something you never hear about. Studies on modafinil using non-obese individuals show it has appetite-reducing as well as weight loss properties. In fact, every study in the Medline database that goes for a month or longer using modafinil shows users experience weight loss versus placebo. And in 2008, one small-scale study quantified that effect as an 18% decrease in total caloric intake on 200 milligrams a day and a whopping 38% decrease on 400 milligrams a day. That appetite-reducing effect is very similar to that of amphetamines, but without significantly increasing the heart rate and blood pressure and those sorts of things. There was also an article published in the Annals of Clinical Psychiatry, I found, that discussed the case of a 280-pound patient with a BMI of 35. He lost 40 pounds over the course of a year, and his BMI went down to 30. After 3 years, his weight stabilized at a 50-pound loss. No exercise, no change in diet. In terms of safety, the oral LD50 of modafinil in humans hasn't yet been established. However, it does appear to be safer than that, for example, of oral caffeine. For reference sake, a typical dose ranges between 300 and 600 milligrams a day. There was a suicide attempt over in Japan by a 15-year-old female who used 5,000 milligrams of modafinil in 2008.
Why did she do that? Maybe she was trying to commit suicide using the modafinil.
She was. That's exactly what it was. It was an overdose attempt. She experienced severe headaches, nausea, abdominal pain, and insomnia, but no cardiovascular distress, liver, or kidney issues. She made a full recovery in a few days without any apparent long-term effects. So, which brings us to the bad news. The bad news is modafinil was added to the WADA's banned list in 2004.
Well, that's only bad news for somebody who wants to be an Olympic athlete, right?
You're right. Well, hold on. I'm going there. The agency added it on August 3rd of that year, just 10 days before the start of the 2004 Summer Olympics. Consequently, many people got popped for it.
Yeah.
Its legal status around the world is restricted. Modafinil is currently scheduled as a Class 4 controlled substance under U.S. federal law, meaning it's illegal to import without a prescription. You get caught importing it or pulled over in a car with just, you know, a modafinil tab, there's going to be some issues. So what's the point, right? Well, I kept digging and found some good news. So let's talk about modafinil. Modafinil was discovered in the late 70s by scientists working for the French pharmaceutical company Lafon. It's a mild central nervous system stimulant used to relieve excessive sleepiness and inattention in the elderly. It's also prescribed off-label to avoid fatigue and or to stay alert for long periods of time. Sound familiar?
Yeah.
It's the direct precursor to modafinil, meaning it's metabolized in the body to modafinil, resulting in nearly identical pharmacological effects. It just takes longer to kick in, about 45 to 60 minutes when taken orally on an empty stomach. Like most precursors, it also takes a bit, more of it to work, and it isn't quite as clean as the parent compound, but it gets the job done. While modafinil is on the WADA banned list, it's currently unregulated in the U.S., which is to say that unlike modafinil, modafinil isn't classified as a controlled substance and doesn't fall under DEA jurisdiction. This means under U.S. federal law, it's not illegal to possess without a prescription, and it can be imported privately by U.S. citizens. There are some state laws that may rain on your parade, just know that. I suppose in theory your package could be intercepted by customs, but it's worth noting modafinil isn't even identified in U.S. pharmacopoeia, let alone a scheduled substance. Here's a strictly theoretical yet insightful exercise. Visit PDR.net sometime and punch in modafinil into their search engine. It comes up blank, zero hits. The same can be said on the FDA.gov and DEA websites. So, like the stealth fighter, modafinil will likely fly under the radar. Keyword there again is likely. We did lose one F-117 over Bosnia, so there are always exceptions. Dosing and toxicity, all the research I did on modafinil was in elderly subjects, average age 45 to 88, and went for about 3 months in duration. The dosage used in those studies was typically 600 milligrams before breakfast and 300 milligrams again around lunchtime. It is more liver toxic than modafinil, its chief drawback, but curiously enough, the liver values appeared normal given the dose and time course in those studies. It's not something you'd want to use regularly anyway, in my opinion. This is not something you want to play around with. If you have liver, kidney, or mental disorders, you know, skip it. Provided you have no known contraindications, though, you know, something like N-acetylcysteine along with it would be good insurance insofar as liver health is concerned. Here's the bottom line. Modafinil is an interesting gray market product that appears to me to to have an acceptable risk-to-reward profile insofar as both athletic enhancement and fat loss. The key word there being appears to me. Only you can decide upon further reading and education whether the same holds true for you. Personally, I find information on this entire class of nutraceuticals way underserved, and I'm aiming to rectify it. Blueprint Bulletin subscribers are going to be hearing a lot more about Adrafinil and the future issue. There's going to be an expansive write-up on where people are getting it, what its real-world effects are, what it stacks best with, and, of course, an optimal use protocol for both athletic enhancement and body recomposition purposes. So there it is. You know, it's out there. It's legal for now. And it is a precursor to a most potent and interesting
Okay, I know a pilot who used to use ProVigil.
Yeah.
And then he switched to NuVigil, which is some form of modafinil. I think it's armodafinil, ARMOD, something like that.
Yeah.
What's any relationship to NuVigil, this stuff?
You know, I'll be honest, I'm not entirely certain. I would suspect the version that he switched to is some maybe time released or more.
Yeah, he uses it because he doesn't use it all the time, but if he's had to fly numerous legs, you know, flying around the country and doing it, you know, over the course of 3 days with, you know, 3 hours of sleep, which these airlines all expect you to do, by the way. I mean, these pilots, I'm going to tell you something right now. I would never want my children to be commercial pilots, because they have no lives whatsoever. These poor guys and gals, they fly all day. They're on different time zones. They get 2 or 3 hours of sleep. They're up at 1 o'clock in the morning, wherever they are, back to the airport, fly some more and do that 2 or 3 days in a row before they get home. And then it's no wonder there aren't more plane crashes. I got to be honest with you.
And they don't make what people think they make.
Oh, I know. I mean, I don't care. When people hear how much they make, they're like, oh, you make a lot of money. No, they're killing themselves while they're making that money. Literally killing themselves. Never mind what they expose themselves to day in and day out, gamma radiation and everything else up in the air. But I know that a few pilots actually that all use NuVigil to, enhance their ability to be alert, on those legs where they feel like, wow, I'm bottoming out here.
And that says a lot because the FAA's restrictions on things like a lead.
I don't know that the FAA knows they're using it.
Exactly. But
I'm not saying that they use it under the course of their job scope. I'm saying that I know a few pilots who use it because that's what helps them finish their job, and not because the FAA has approved it for them to use.
And it's consistent with the military's findings. You know, when they give it to their pilots on long overseas ferry flights and bombing runs, you know, these guys are making air-to-air refuelings in the dark under lights-out, radio-out conditions.
Right.
You know, 36, sometimes longer-hour missions. You know, you can't hype them up on stimulants either when you're in a cockpit that's barely big enough to confine a, you know, 170-pound man.
Right, right.
So this would be the ideal solution.
Yeah, interesting stuff. Really interesting. Rob Regish always brings the goods. That's great information. All right, Rob. Thanks again. Don't forget, the Blueprint Power Hour is brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin, which you can get a copy of for free to take a look at it, and make a decision whether or not you want to subscribe. And I highly recommend people subscribe for a variety of reasons. Not the least of all is that you will not find this information anywhere else in the world, other than it comes out of Rob Regish's brain through his fingertips into his laptop as he puts these newsletters together. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner today. Also would like to thank my other guests, if I can find their names quickly enough. Yes, Dr. Amy McMichael, for talking about the hair care concerns that contribute to exercise barriers in African-American women. Very, very true stuff. And personal trainers need to be sensitive to these sorts of things as well. And then, of course, Dr. Jill Canale and her group's research looking at how women don't necessarily benefit from the same types of exercise regimens that help men, especially when they are already diabetic and obese. And quite frankly, the takeaway from that was sometimes it takes longer. Be patient. And Rob Regish for the Blueprint Power Hour. Thanks a lot, Rob.
Yeah, hope you feel better, Carl.
Oh, I will. A couple more days of this is probably all I've got. All right, thanks for listening. We've got a great show planned tomorrow. See you then.
Are you in the midst of cutting body fat?